Let's start with communion here. It'll always start with you humbling yourself, right? Four principles, you know, some principles in communion, not maybe more than four, we'll see. It always starts with you humbling yourself. Now, this humbling is compared to you laying yourself down to death. It is you sharing death and suffering with Jesus on the cross. It is a representation of you sharing in Jesus' death on the cross. Because where did Jesus really do, make his decision to go to the cross? His decision happened before that. Remember in the garden? This is where Jesus becomes solidified in his death. It happened where? In that communion, didn't it? Jesus prayed the night before his arrest, and he said, as a man would, as all of us would, I would that this cup pass from me. Yet, your will be done, Father. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to suffer. So where did Jesus really die? He died to himself before he ever died on the cross. As a matter of fact, couldn't we say, yeah, he died with his choice, amen. Couldn't we say that Jesus actually died in that prayer and it was only manifested when it came to the cross? Right? Jesus died with that prayer, with that communion, but it was manifested in him going to the cross. In other words, we can say that because the decision was made where? On the cross? Or in that communion? The decision to humble himself and lay himself down to death came in that communion before he died. So, where is it going to happen for you? See, a lot of people think that they're going to get in that situation where they're tied to a torch and set on fire in the Great Tribulation, or they have a gun held to their hand saying, deny Christ or die, or whatever the situation is, and they think that's where they're going to make the decision on whether or not they'll serve God, on whether or not they'll you know, do the right thing. No. If that's the point you got to make the decision, believe me, you're going to fail. You make that decision every day in your communion. Every day. Every day you decide whether or not you will serve God. Every day you decide whether or not you will serve God. Every day. Because what you have of salvation right now is by faith in that sacrifice. You don't actually have it in your pocket. Do you? Yeah, and what prepares you to make those choices? It is entering into that communion that empowers you to be able to be stand strong until that choice is manifested in what you do. Let me say that again. It is in that communion that you are empowered to stand strong in the choice you have made. Get it? So the representation of your death is what happens before you die. And that's in your communion. See, when you lay yourself down and humble yourself in communion with through Jesus Christ, you are dying with Christ. While you're there waiting upon the Lord to lift you up into that communion is the grave. And God lifts you up into that communion, that's the resurrection. Get it? You play that out every time you pray. And that's every day. You see what Paul now meant by what he says, I die every day? But in order to do that, in order to humble yourself in that communion, Do you have to know who you're praying to? You do, don't you? Do you have to see your need for a Savior? You do, don't you? Let me tell you something, and this is going to sound funny at first, but we have all of these Christians talking about, and don't get me associated with law keepers, okay? Let me say that. I'm not a law keeper. Nor do I think that anybody should be a law keeper. Okay? Let me preface with what I'm about to say with that. But you know what? A Christian starts out being under the law the moment he prays to receive Jesus. Because he's got to try on his own and fail a lot to understand that he cannot depend upon himself, that he needs to depend on God. And it gets deeper and deeper with every failure. That's the purpose of the law. You know that, don't you? To require a certain obedience out of you, and then you fail, and this shows you that your nature is corrupt, and that you need a Savior. Well, that point gets driven home deeper and deeper and deeper every time you try to do the right thing and fail. That is part of your training. Very good, Victor Paul. That's a good way to say it. Hopelessness in obeying. God uses the law like that. Because you know what? The reality is, here it goes. The reality is, as long as there's sin in your body and your body is alive, you're still under the law. It's only through faith that you're standing in grace. And if you do not act in faith every day, then you put yourself back under the law, don't you? Get it? Because that communion of going to God in humility is I am nothing apart from Christ, is every day you enter in by that humility, that place of helplessness. See, you cannot enter in to communion without knowing you're helpless. Because there can be no communion, there can be no humility without the understanding that you are, of yourself, nothing. That you can make nothing good happen. Like Paul says in Romans chapter 7, I know that in my flesh no good thing dwells. You need to understand that. Every day. That point needs to be hammered home to you. That you cannot please God in the flesh. You cannot. And that's why it's only through faith you have access into this grace in which you now stand. Now, you're covered. Right. And he did. You're covered by grace as long as you're in this process. No matter how many times you fail. That's what Christians need to know. They need to know that. Now, that's not a license to sin, and that's why Paul talked about this. You know, remember, God is not mocked. Just because you claim grace, remember, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. Just because you're not under the law now and you're in grace, remember, whatever nature you sow to is the nature that will take you. And you can cry grace, I'm in grace all the time, but if you're sowing to the nature of sin, you will die, like it says in Romans 8. Because we're not dealing with sin anymore as an act of transgression. We're dealing with sin as a nature. And whatever nature you sow to, that's the nature that will take you. Amen. You see the difference there? So you don't have a license to sin in grace. In fact, quite the opposite. It becomes more staunch. Because you are dependent upon supernatural power to please God, and you can produce no supernatural power of your own. Let me give you an example. By the law, you would tithe. You would give 10% of what you own. That's by the law. And then you're good with God, right? But you see, according to the Christians, to Christianity, you were bought with a price. Everything you own already belongs to God. Now you will give beyond even what the law required, but you'll do it by nature. See, it becomes more staunch. You'll do it by nature. You'll go beyond what the law required, but you won't do it as something that I have to try to do to please God. You'll do it because that is the nature you're sowing to. Get it? Because in that communion, you heard what God told you to do with that money, because you're a steward over it. It's not yours. See, in that nature, it's more staunch because you don't own anything. God does. It's just like with stealing. But, you know, according to the law, it's an act of transgression to steal. But if you're in grace, you're no longer a thief by faith. You're no longer a thief. Now you will give rather than take. You won't just stop taking. See, the law just requires you to stop taking. The nature requires you to give instead of take. See the difference? Interesting, huh? It'll be manifested always. Your faith also will always be manifested in what you do. But can you see how these four points are played out every day in your life? One, there's no way to God except through Jesus. Two, nobody comes to Jesus unless first the Father draws them. Three, salvation is a process. And four, we are dependent upon revelation as our propriety. Intervention from heaven. In other words, the supernatural. See, you can't escape these four things every day. Every day! It is the very basis of what our Christianity is about. And it's demonstrated first and foremost in our communion, and it is manifested in what comes out of that communion. We've seen it in Jesus as a process, and you'll see it in yourself. Amen.